knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard points.
He's Dean, Bill.
He's Dean Richards, and this is the time of year, May, that we honor Dean Richards every day. Somewhere in the city of Chicago, they hold a ceremony, and Dean accepts an award.
I don't want to brag. I was just announced Miss Polish Chicago.
Did you win that?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Congratulations.
Thanks. I'm going to be in the parade. I'm wearing I have a suit made out of kielbasa.
Oh, that's hot. That's hot.
It is hot. It is going to be hot.
Wow. Good for you.
And you're going to have all the dogs chasing you, biting at your skirt.
Well, okay.
Whatever. Whatever. The Silver Circle Awards. Yeah. Some people call them the Silver Surfer
you
Awards.
You do, and you mess me
and
up
I'm,
every
I'm
time.
That guy.
Yeah, thanks for showing up, by the way.
I am not allowed into that.
I believe you were invited.
I was invited, but they won't let me in. They invite me, but they don't let me in. But Wendy and everybody who was there said that of all the speeches, yours was the most memorable and poignant, Dean.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yep. Yep.
It was nice. It was a really nice night. It was, I'm you know honored. I was inducted. This is the Chicago TV Academy's kind of Hall of Fame. They call it Silver Circle, and Marianne Childers and Jay Levine and PJ Hoff from back in the day,
mm-hmm.
Weatherman, Len O'Connor, Tim Weigel, honored posthumously. Actually, they had me listed.
Posthumously?
In the program book.
Oh, that's
no.
Right.
They had me listed as being inducted posthumously.
Oh, that's so sad.
So apparently I passed away.
Oh.
Yet still gave a pretty damn good speech.
You sure did. My son Dylan saw the little program and he said, oh my God, this is like an Academy Award program.
Yeah.
I said, it was the Academy Awards here in Chicago.
Well, yeah. I don't know about that, but it's a very, very nice honor. And
another one tomorrow.
Yeah, the Walk of Fame is tomorrow. It looks like I'm going to be hit by lightning.
No.
No?
You'll be fine.
I just saw the weather.
We scheduled the lightning during Max Armstrong's segment.
Oh, well, that's okay.
You're fine.
That's all right.
Those are metal plaques, so don't stand on your plaque
right.
During the storm.
Exactly. So that's tomorrow, and you'll be able to hear that the whole ceremony with me and Max Armstrong and Tom Peterson and Dan Fabian, mm-hmm. as Bob Collins used to call him, the memo fairy. he's going to be inducted, and Marilyn Miller, Wally Phillips' old producer, JC, Jim Carrillo, our former chief engineer. So I'm proud to be among these legends at WGN as well.
And WGN TV is going to be out there in the morning, correct?
Yeah, we're going to, Annabelle Aval and I are going to be out in Pioneer, what's it called?
Pioneer
Plaza.
Court.
I like that you
Pioneer
were able.
Court.
You How were, do you say your name, Bill?
Bill Leffa is butchering your name again.
I can't help myself.
Anna's taking her earrings off.
No. For what
Don't
reason?
Make her take her earrings off.
It's just
off.
A thing women do, Wendy, when they're mad. They take
I
their
know
earrings
this.
Off.
No, you take your rings off no. So when she punches you.
No, not she's Anna, taking her rings off
me.
Because she's going to mess you up.
I'm
That's
all right.
Why she's taking
Who
her earrings
Who are we talking about?
Anna Balaval. Stop it.
It is the funniest thing he does, and he's pretty funny.
That's how you say your name.
Bill what? Bill Leaf.
That's not nice. No, that's a low blow.
That's not nice.
Bill took his belt off.
I took my belt off. My pants fell down.
His nose ring out.
Dean, before we talk about the new movies, because there's some big new movies opening this weekend, help Wendy and I. We were settling a debate the other day. There's talk, you know, it looks like that we might have a new James Bond. They might not have Daniel
yes.
Craig back as James Bond.
Called in, but I feel like I've been calling into your show.
You can call in anytime you
yeah.
want.
Yeah, I feel weird. I just, you know, no, when you're talking about something.
Open invite, anytime.
Yeah, I feel weird doing that. Maybe after I get the Miss Polish Chicago.
Then you can.
Then maybe
That's
I'll
fair.
Feel. Then maybe I'll feel like, but I heard you guys talking about this, and Tom Hiddleston, who I think would be a fantastic
yeah.
James Bond.
He is
Bond.
A good actor.
I think he's a great actor. I think he's got the suave that we want.
He's yeah. got the look.
He's got the look. He's got that little wry sense of humor. I think he can deliver, you know, this sort of, you know, occasional tongue-in-cheek esque.
Tongue in someone else's cheek is how Bond usually does it.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
I think he can deliver all the way around. Maybe a little bit young. I don't mm-hmm. know. Might be a tiny bit young. But aside from Idris Elba, I can't think of anybody else who should be James Bond at this time.
So when they throw out a name like Gillian Anderson, what do you make of that?
Well, it's all rumors right now, so you know you can't really take any of this stuff very seriously. But I don't know. How do you feel about Gillian Anderson? I like the Tom Hiddleston rumor that's mm-hmm. going around that I may have started, by the way.
Oh,
well,
that's
good.
Fine.
Kudos to you.
Go ahead.
I like the Gillian Anderson idea. We had talked about it. I'm not as into Bond as, say, you guys are, my family is. But, you know, it's a character, but it's someone else can portray it. I don't see what the big deal is.
No, it's a character that's been redefined over and over and over again. You know, over the past few years, you know, for the longest time, I thought that Sean Connery would be the only James Bond that I could ever accept.
Yeah.
And honestly, I was very anti-Daniel Craig in the beginning until I saw the movie. And
that's what most people say.
Yeah, me too.
He completely won me over. So I'm, you know, I don't know if he eclipsed Sean Connery in my book, but I think Sean Connery's still number one. I think Daniel Craig is probably my number two right now. All the others just kind of seem like filler to me. The Roger Moores.
I liked Roger Moore.
Help me out with some of the names here that I'm forgetting.
Well, Timothy Dalton.
Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah.
Right.
George Lazenby.
George Lazenby for one outing. Yeah.
Someone has posted something or has texted us and has a great idea who should be the next James Bond.
Who's this?
Great actor. Could really hold down the role. Peter Dinklage.
Seth Rogen. What?
Peter Dinklage.
Peter Dinklage.
Would be an interesting
actor. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah. That would be a very interesting choice.
Yeah. He's suave. He could do it.
Yeah. Interesting.
I don't know how much we want to redefine,
I guess,
the role, I guess.
Dean, so much of that character, aside from getting international bad guys, is being something of a womanizer, and I'm not sure.
A woman could be a manizer, if that's the word.
Oh, yeah.
Or loose.
That sounds like too much like mayonnaiser.
Right. Right.
Well,
he'd have a Hellman's logo on the back of his tuxedo. That'd
stop
be weird.
It. Whatever you're about to say.
Don't do it.
But I mean, a woman can, you know, be a female cad if necessary.
She can be, but maybe not as James Bond, as a separate character.
Yeah, well, they're saying, for Gillian Anderson, they're saying Jane Bond.
Right.
Well, then it's not James Bond
anymore.
Yeah, then
anymore. It's stupid.
Then it's like Superman, Supergirl. Yep. You know, it's a
different character.
A completely different kind of thing.
There's another woman who'd be real good at it.
You know, and it's a local woman, and that's from the WGN-TV Morning News.
She's going to come down there tomorrow. Look, you're going to be out. I think you're going to be outside somewhere
I'm
during the
wear
ceremony
disguise
tomorrow.
Oh,
you
that's right.
You better have that glasses with the fake mustache on it.
You know, as Annabelle Laval is beating on Bill, what will your last words be?
I'll just keep screaming that.
We don't know if Bill choking in his own blood or trying to say your name.
Right. People go, he might be yelling for help. I can't make it out.
Is he choking? Is he just calling her name?
It's fun, isn't it, Dean? She's going to hit you now, too.
By proxy.
I get it almost every day.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. Stay where you are. Dean will tell us what new movies are coming out this weekend. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Dean Richards is here, and we're talking movies. Dean, a couple of huge releases coming out for the Memorial Day weekend. The first one is the new X-Men movie. What are your thoughts?
Have not seen it yet. Was supposed to go see it last night during the torrential rainstorm last night. I got about halfway there, and they called me and told me that they had some problem. There's some digital delivery problem, something where I was supposed to see it, so it got postponed. I'm going to see it tonight. So I'll tell you that it's not getting the greatest reviews in the world nationally right now. A lot of people feel like, you know, was there a reason really to go back to this again?
Yeah.
We had the original X-Men movies with Patrick Stewart and Ian McGregor and Hugh Jackman and, you know, a lot of the originals, and then they went back for prequels. You know, younger versions of all these characters with Michael Fassbender and Oscar Isaac and Jennifer Lawrence, among others. And this one, I'll know better tomorrow. I'll have my full review on this tomorrow and let you know what I think of it. But, man, the reviews overall on this are really disappointing. I think part of that is because good luck being the superhero movie to come out after Captain America.
Sure.
Civil War, because that was about as perfect as they come.
Yeah.
In all shapes and sizes. So, you know, this one unfortunately has has that to deal with right now. So I'll know a little bit more about that tomorrow.
Isn't it funny you say that the reviews nationally have not been great, and they haven't. I've seen a bunch of them. They're not very good. However, if you watch the ad for the X-Men movie, at the end of the ad, they're flashing you all these incredibly favorable reviews.
It looks really good. The trailer looks really good enough to make me want to go see it.
When you look at those reviews, those commercials and those incredible statements that you see, if that quote is up on the screen for more than a second, see if you recognize any of the names that are on them,
right.
Because they are, I hang around in these circles with the people who, get to see these movies ahead of time. I don't even know who some of these people are.
Right.
I have no idea where they're digging these people up. Who are saying that it's the greatest movie in the world? So maybe they're very credible. Maybe it is the greatest movie in the world. I don't know. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm just saying, look for the names when you see those. Look for the names also.
This is the greatest movie of the summer, wall to wall action. Gary, you go. Gary liked it.
Right.
I'm glad Gary enjoyed it.
Gary,
I hope he is.
It's a publication no one has ever heard of.
Right. Isn't that something?
All
right. So let us know what you think when you see it. But as you mentioned,
each of you personally.
Please call us all. And then the other one is another Disney film, and that's Alice Through the Looking Glass.
Oh, and poor Johnny Depp with the sad news that
Splitsville.
We reported today that he and who could have seen this coming? The Johnny Depp
and Amber Heard,
22 years older than Amber Heard, they got married just 15 months ago. It just seems like yesterday.
Yeah,
they haven't even cashed the check that I sent them as a wedding gift yet.
Oh no!
I don't know if I should ask it. Get it back if that's appropriate now.
No, you can't.
That they've announced that they're splitting up.
Yeah.
Irreconcilable differences is what they say, and that's kind of how I feel about this movie, really. Irreconcilable differences with this. I liked the Alice in Wonderland movie that he did a few years ago. This one just doesn't seem like there was any reason to make this movie except for everybody to get dressed up again. Johnny Depp is the Mad Hatter in this film. He is trying to resolve a lifelong crisis that he has regarding his family. Alice turns up to try to help him solve this problem. You've got Anne Hathaway in the film. Again, you've got... all the same familiar names in it. It's very colorful. It's very artistic. It's just sort of one of these movies that turns out to be a little too artistic, really, for its own good.
No.
The story's not that interesting. In trying to resolve this family crisis for the Mad Hatter, they have to turn back time. Alice, Mia Wachowski, goes back in time. With the help of and in spite of the help of the character who plays time himself, Sacha Baron Cohen, who really doesn't bring very much Sacha Baron Cohen to the movie. It's kind of a flat role for him from someone who we expect extremes, or I expect extremes. So really the whole thing just seemed very non-dimensional and kind of flat, despite... beautiful artwork and very colorful and imaginative artwork. There really just wasn't much of a point to it all.
It's too bad because when you see the clips, it is so visually stunning. The way they just seamlessly meld real life with animation, it looks beautiful, but you think to yourself, without a story, where will this go? And it doesn't seem like there is one.
Yeah, that's really what it boils down to. With every movie, really, if there's no story, if there's not something... to hang on to other than things that are happening visually, why bother?
Yeah.
That's kind of how I felt about this one. I was a little bit disappointed in it. I'm giving it a C. I'm giving it a C. I think I'm giving it a C minus, Bill.
C minus.
Oh.
I'm giving it a C minus.
How about what goes on?
Reconsidered on the spot.
Yeah, that's fair. At Disney, it's interesting because now they've been going through this thing the last several years where they take their classic films that have been animated and they make live action versions. And I don't know if it still holds up, but a few weeks ago we were talking about Jungle Book. You said that's your favorite movie of the year. I think it's my favorite movie of the year so far too.
Yep.
So it's so hit and miss with those reimaginings of their animated films.
Yeah. I don't know why sometimes, you know, it seems like there would be a rich pot of resources there to go to with Alice in Wonderland and all those storybook characters that we all grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
For why they haven't been able to do anything more interesting than this. You know, like, I am one who once said Johnny Depp could do no wrong.
Right.
For me, because I thought he always brought something so interesting,
mm-hmm.
So much more than just a surface acting performance in his early roles, and really his latest ones, I'm finding it, you know, just really hard to watch a Johnny Depp movie anymore. It's you know, his makeup job is very interesting. It's it's weird. It's, you know, psychedelic looking, you know, and all that. But there's nothing underneath it. So I got to say, disappointed in that one. I'm afraid.
C minus,
I think, for Alice Through the Looking Glass. You know, there's still plenty of decent movies. I mean, if you want R-rated movies, I wasn't crazy about Neighbors 2.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want something that's, you know, a little on the irreverent side, Neighbors 2. I didn't give that great of a review to The Nice Guys with Russell Crowe and Ryan yeah. Gosling. I'm hearing that back from a lot of people also, that that they wound up agreeing. The feedback's been kind of interesting on that one. So I thought I was really going to be the lone voice, not especially liking The Nice Guys, but hearing critics seem to have liked it, but normal people that went to see the movie to make up their own mind.
Yeah.
I heard from a lot of people this week saying that they agreed with my opinion.
Not thrilled.
And, you know, for the kids, the number one movie from last weekend is this Angry Birds movie.
Right.
And it's, I think it's pleasant enough. I'm not especially a fan of, you know, kids' movies. You know, they're not made for me, but I got to say that I kind of enjoyed that.
Kept
one.
Kept you entertained.
So, you know, for holiday weekend viewing, there's... You know, there's plenty. Oh, also, I haven't seen this. This was another one that I was supposed to see yesterday, but I got... you were singing One Bad Apple, Don't Spoil
yeah.
the Whole Bunch, Girl.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I went out to the Paramount Theater in Aurora and interviewed Donny and Marie Osmond.
How'd that
go? How cute was that?
They are adorable.
Sure.
They're just...
Did you take a picture in between the two of the Osmonds?
I should have done that.
Oh.
Next
you want
time.
Osmonds as your bookends.
I did a television interview with him. I didn't take a picture with
oh,
him.
Oh, man.
I should have, I guess.
Nah, you have chances. You'll have plenty of chances. Dean, we're
They're there till Sunday. But anyway, my point, what was my point? And so, I went out there, so I didn't get to see a documentary that I wanted to see yesterday afternoon called Wiener, the documentary about Anthony Wiener that I hear is super interesting.
Really?
So plenty of choices.
All right.
You're looking for something to do for the holiday weekend, come to the Walk of Fame ceremony tomorrow and
yes.
then go watch Wiener.
That's a full weekend right there.
And then
there.
Cook some wieners on the grill.
It all ties
it
in.
It all ties in.
Dean, we'll see you tomorrow. We're looking forward to it.
I'll be there. See
all right.
Ya.
Thanks, Dean. A quick break, and then we'll find out what Steve has on the Wintrust Business Lunch. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
You're looking very pleased with yourself today.
I'm feeling very pleased. I just found an inside track on buying a new car.
Are we sharing, or is this a state secret?
The secret to buying a new car is to buy more car for less money.
More car for less money? Care to elaborate?
You lease the car and only pay for what you use. It frees your mind, not to mention your wallet. You can lower your monthly payment big time, and that means a lot more car for a lot less money.
Does this have anything to do with Illinois cutting the sales tax on leased vehicles?
You're very well informed. That Illinois tax cut can save new lessees.
Huge water supply. Bedford Park has all the services that your business needs, provided by a service-friendly village staff that will get you all the answers you need. There are many successful companies in Bedford Park, like Ingredient and Latham Hickey Steel. Let yours be one, too. For a list of their available properties and incentives, call Marilyn at 708-496-0346. That's 708-496-0346. Or visit villageofbedfordpark.com. You heard the tone. That means it's 1 o'clock. Time for a check of the news. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNradio.com. The news is sponsored by Penny Mustard Furnishings. Here's Kim Gordon.
Cloudy and 75 at O'Hare. The countdown is on to finalize a budget deal, and Governor Rauna remains optimistic against all odds. WGN's Judy Pilak has more.
Right now, the odds are not in Rauner's favor. House Speaker Mike Madigan is pushing a budget that doesn't have any of the governor's wish list reforms. And Madigan has even gone so far as to say the legislative working groups don't seem to be buying those reform ideas.
The speaker's own rank-and-file Democratic caucus members sort of disputed his characterization of the working groups yesterday.
The House passed the budget 63-53. It faces a veto if it gets to the governor's desk. Judy Pilak, WGN News.
Fix the formula. That chant from thousands of parents, students, and teachers rallying in Springfield for more state dollars for their districts this afternoon. Chicago public schools face a $1 billion deficit next school year. The Navy says it was two fighter jets that collided off the coast of North Carolina this morning. Four pilots were plucked off a commercial fishing boat that pulled them out of the water. No word yet on their conditions. New York City police are violating homeless people's rights by ordering them to move along in public places. That from the New York Civil Liberties Union after they filed a complaint with the city's Human Rights Commission calling police actions bias-based profiling. It's down to the final spellers in the Scripps National Spelling Bee. The final kicks off this afternoon. Among those finalists, Betty Kloss, a seventh grader from North Carolina.
Boots. W-O-O-T-Z, Woots.
That is correct.
And in case you were wondering, Woots is a type of steel. Defense lawyers for former Bolingbrook Police Sergeant Drew Peterson begin their case soon in his murder-for-hire trial. Randolph County Prosecutor Jeremy Walker is expected to make his closing arguments today.
The judge has already found that the recording quality was enough and sufficient enough that they could come in as evidence, and it'll be up for the jury to decide what they have heard or have not heard.
Peterson's accused of trying to hire someone to kill Will County Prosecutor James Glasgow. It wasn't the greeting McDonald's shareholders were hoping for as they made their way into their annual meeting. Thousands pushing for a $15 minimum wage rallied for the past 2 days in front of the Oak Brook headquarters. Tyree Johnson of Chicago is a 24-year employee of McDonald's. He says despite the company's boost in pay to $1 over the minimum wage last year.
Not enough. $15 is what we're fighting for and union rights. $10, anything less than $15 is uncivilized.
Despite stormy weather, the rallies went on as planned. Your money, sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.